Good day again to you. Here are three things on Isaiah chapter 42. Chapter 42 contains what is often called the first servant song, and a heading might be the servant is called to bring justice. And so in the opening verses, Isaiah describes, or God describes through Isaiah, this servant. It's not Sennacherib, it's not of Assyria, is not Cyrus, of Persia. He will announce a just verdict for the nations. He will come with salvation for both Jews and Gentiles. It says he will not cry out, he will not raise his voice, he will not make his voice heard in the street. So in other words, he will receive the weak. He will receive the weak who are close to meeting their end. Verse 3 says, a bent reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not snuff out. He is not treacherous, but faithful. He will, verse 3 and following, he will faithfully bring forth a just verdict. And so who is the Lord talking about, his servant? Is he talking about Israel? Well, no. Israel was tasked to be the Lord's servant. His chosen witnesses, but Israel is not faithful. They failed in their servant duties. This servant is none other than the Messiah, the promised Savior, the Lord's true servant, in whom I delight, the Lord says. I am placing my spirit on him, God says. Think of the heavenly testimony about Jesus, on Jesus' transfiguration, or excuse me, his baptism. This is my son, whom I love. I am well pleased with him. This true servant is the one who will be our Savior, the one who possesses all these qualities, and he is the Lord's servant. And so that leads to number two. Well, who gets the glory for all of this? Well, it's not idols, but it's God. No idol can accomplish this salvation or be praised for it. It is the Lord's work from start to finish. I will send the servant. I will do this. This is my servant. All the glory for the Messiah's act of salvation belongs to God. Verse 8, I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to idols. And so the Lord gets the glory for salvation. And yet when you look toward the end of the chapter, number 3, Israel is blind. Israel is blind to this. He says, you deaf ones, listen. You blind ones, watch carefully so that you can see. Verse 18, the contrast is enormous between the Lord's true servant, the Messiah, and the servant Israel. Verse 19, who is as blind as my servant? Who is as deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is as blind as my associate, as blind as the servant of the Lord? Think of this, even though God's people, they saw the mighty acts of time after time, and they turned their backs to their Savior in unbelief. Verse 20, you Israel see many things, but you do not observe. Israel opens his ears, but he does not hear. So when we think about the Lord's, the blindness of Israel, they continually forget the Lord and continually turn their back on him. And what how sad a thing that they see the mighty acts and they were unfaithful servants. And yet we trust our faithful servant, the mighty servant, the one he has chosen, the one he has set apart for us to be our Savior, and we follow him. May the Lord bless you the rest of this day.